I'm curious. You're a experienced author, and I'm curious how you've just you wrote Dog Karma. Where were you when you wrote it physically?
Oh, okay. There's a small town on the outskirts of Chiang Mai in northern Thailand called Mae Rim, and I was living in a wonderful little guest house in the middle of, as part of a complex of a house that belonged to a Hungarian gypsy and a Puerto Rican Navy person.
How do you attract all of these nationalities?
Chris, if one is fascinated with cultures and cultural concepts, one gravitates towards people from different cultures because it makes one stimulated all the time. And most of my friends are always people that have either extensively traveled or extensively exposed themselves, sometimes out of choice, sometimes out of necessity, to various cultures and various languages.
Okay. Sorry, I took you away from the original question then. It's a bit about being an author.
And this is Miriam, and wonderful as these two people were, they had two wonderful dogs called Matzo and Luna.
Oh.
And Matzo and Luna would come in while I'm trying to write my story on Dog Karma and start eating the bacon in my fridge, which would then make me get up and start to figure out how to get Matzo and Luna out of my little guest house.
Okay.
Matzo and Luna also became good pals of mine that would go with me on trips or walks early in the morning as I was trying to gather my thoughts about what to write for that day. Matzo and Luna are also the wonderful dogs that would scratch all over my car so that I'd have to get it repainted. And Matzo and Luna didn't pay the bill. Again, that same kind of conflict that I talk about in the stories.
Love
the
it.
Good and the bad.
Yes,
love
yes,
it.
Yes.
But because I was surrounded by dogs, Matzo and Luna, and also a very close friend of mine by the name of Roshan, who I talk about in the story, works for a program called Lana Dog Rescue, dealing with the stray dog problem in Chiang Mai.
In Chiang Mai.
Have you. Mm. So she would come more often with, or I would go over to her place and her six dogs would be all around me, slobbering over me and what have you. So I learned to love dogs, and I learned to also not dislike dogs so much when they're bothering me. It's what I want to do at any particular moment in time.
Okay. I want to ask a question, but we're out of time with this mini clip, but I'm going to come back to the question. Mm-hmm. And my question's going to be, but don't answer it now, Mo.
Okay.
Just as a forewarning is, I think there are a few people that will be listening to this who are budding authors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they would probably appreciate some advice. What advice would you give to budding authors? Don't answer it now.
Sure.
Dwell
sure.
on it, and we'll come to
Certainly.
It in later on in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.